1 2 1 2 test 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 1 2 Hi, I'm Jordy Mascot and welcome to my show tonight. A very hungover live reaction to the Super Mario trailer starring Chris Pratt. It's 5 a.m. in Tokyo. Do not ask me why I am doing this. Perhaps it is for a little bit of clickbait. Anyways, we had a few problems just a second ago. We had to reboot. We had to come again. We had a few audio issues. But we should be live now. Hopefully, it should be all good. So let's watch this Super Mario trailer and see what it is all about. Let's have a look. Okay, so here's Chris Pratt. God, is he gonna have some messed up Italian accent?
And it's an honor to work alongside. It's been a lifelong dream of mine to become Mario. That dream, like all dreams, faces one critical challenge, as in the film. I must face off against an utterly ruthless scene stealer.
How is this going to work? How is this guy going to play Super Mario? First of all, he has to be fat, right?
Could not have been paired with the more perfect king of the Koopas, Bowser, and my friend, the great and hilarious, supremely talented Mr. Jack Black.
Thank you, Chris.
Whoa, is this a new announcement?
Now it's time for us to make this moment all about me.
Mate, they went all out on this movie. They must have spent a pretty penny hiring these actors.
Look at all this Koopa muscle I packed on. And this flowing mane doesn't just appear overnight. Do you have any idea how long it took me to learn how to breathe fire? I had to go learn it from Gene Simmons of Kiss. And all this hard work's been worth it, though. I am so proud to have been able to collaborate with you and Miyamoto-san, as well as the entire Nintendo and Illumination team on this cinematic experience, one that will make its mark on Mario fandom.
This flowing mane doesn't just appear.
Much love. Peace out.
Thank you, Chris-san, Jack-san. All right, then. Thank you all for waiting. Let's press the start button.
All right, here we go. Super Mario trailer. This better be good. This simply cannot be good, basically, but let's give it a chance. All right, CGI is CGI-ing.
Behold, the king of the Koopas!
Wow, it's like the exact 3D model from the fucking... from the game.
Open the gates!
Don't know about this.
Attack!
What the hell is that? I don't remember these things, man. I don't remember these things at all.
Fury, do you yield?
I do not. I finally found it. Now who's gonna stop me?
Uh-oh. Okay, they didn't give him a booty. This is something people were getting pissed off with, that he's got no booty.
This place.
Do not touch that mushroom, you'll die!
Oh, I'm sorry. That one's perfectly fine.
Come on, Mario!
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come!
Oh, don't tell me that's everything. You've got to be kidding me.
All of you for being.
Fuck you guys, man. Fuck you guys. I woke up hungover to shit to watch that. You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Okay, so that was. the trailer for Super Mario with starring Chris Pratt. I actually can't even tell if he had an Italian accent or not, because it was so fleeting. But yeah, what to say about that? It kind of looks similar to Sonic the Hedgehog trailer, I guess. At least they didn't fuck up the way Mario looks. He kind of looks like he's supposed to look, but there's something about him that looks a little bit off. Nevertheless, yeah, it's obviously a kid's movie. Very colourful. They got the look of it right. And yeah, I don't know what to say. A little bit insipid. I wasn't expecting that much because it is a Super Mario movie, but it was better than the last one. Do you remember the last Super Mario movie? Lord of Mercy. That stopped there being a movie for the best part of 30 years because it was so bad. Do you remember that? Who was that starring? It's that little fat American actor. I forget. Forgive me on my hangover. But yeah, the one before looked awful. And it was live action, right? So it had like real people and stuff. So it just didn't work. But that one was all kind of CGI. So, okay, at least that's the right decision. I think it's hard to fail with that. At least Mario didn't look fucked up. Because imagine you look fucked up and there's a massive backlash of the fans. Then they'd have to do what the Sonic producers did. I believe it was with Paramount, and they'd have to go back all over again. YouTube comments are going mental. Like, if you look at this, like, look how many people are watching it. Loads of them. We can kind of go back a little bit. I mean, look at the graphics. It's not exactly mind-blowing graphics, right? It kind of looks like you're playing the game. I don't know who these little fuckers are. I've got no idea. Yeah, I mean, obviously
found it. Now who's gonna stop me?
This is very similar to Sonic the Hedgehog. I guess they've got to make it some kind of comedy. This kind of slapstick thing. This is an introduction to Mario. This makes him kind of look like an idiot, right? That kind of makes him look like an idiot. If I had produced this, I definitely would not have introduced Mario as an idiot like this. So, like, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of like his eyes are too close together or something. A little bit like that. Let's compare that Mario to the Mario which I'm pretty familiar with, Mario 64. Let's compare how accurate they've got him. Do you remember at the beginning of Mario 64, you could kind of, yeah, you could mess with his face and stuff? Look at this. Let's compare it. Okay. This is Mario 64. Actually, his eyes are kind of close together there as well. His eyes are kind of close together. But there's something that feels not right about it. Yeah, look, I don't know what they've done. The nose is the same. Maybe it's the eyes. Yeah, okay, it's the eyes that kind of look different because, okay, so like with the little cartoon characters, the eyes kind of go down onto the nose, right? They end at the nose, but here they kind of end. You can see them ending to the side of the nose. They kind of changed him, right? They kind of changed him a little bit. But I guess they have to if it's CGI and he's moving around everywhere. But I don't know, mate. He looks a little bit different. Let's listen to his voice, see if he did an Italian accent. But listen to the music. They've added this kind of electronic pulse to it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. He's American. There's no fucking Italian accent.
Do not
Yo. Okay, it's official. America has culturally appropriated Mario. So America's just stolen it. They've given it to, because he's either got to be Japanese, right? Or at least he's got to be a real Italian, right? But they got an American guy to play an Italian character that's kind of based in Japan, and they didn't give him an Italian accent. Lord of mercy. Are you serious? Listen.
Do not!
Fucking hell, that character's already a bit annoying. Listen, they didn't give him an Italian accent.
What is this place?
So this is Mario 1. This is the first time he's gone there.
Don't touch that mushroom, you'll die!
Oh, I'm sorry. That one's perfectly fine.
Come on, Mario!
That's not funny. That's straight up not funny at all. Right, just screaming something doesn't make it funny. Don't touch that mushroom, you die. Oh no, actually this one's okay. Reminds me a little bit of the Ghostbusters remake where they just scream everything hoping to be funny.
Mushroom Kingdom, here we come.
Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. Okay, that was it. I mean, at least it kind of looks... It looks... like what you would expect. They're not going to piss off too many fans. You're not going to piss off too many. I do wonder how many thumbs down it got. I think people are probably going to quite like that. Let's see how many thumbs down it got on YouTube, because we can see with a plugin. Okay, so people kind of seem to like this movie. If you look at that, it has 150,000 thumbs up, 5,200 thumbs down. I'm going to thumb it down because... Well, it just wasn't that great, was it? It's pretty much exactly how you'd expect it to look. And in this day and age, that seems to be praise, that it looks like it should look, because Hollywood production houses are so used to fucking things up. But really, it has to be awesome. And the joke was bad. It was a little bit too safe. I was looking for something a little bit more exciting. It didn't really pull on my heartstrings. They played the Mario movie, but then... they added some weird electronic undertone, and then they did what they always do on trailers, where they have the kind of piano, like, bam, bam. They played some of the notes of the tune, but with this long kind of resonant note, which is supposed to kind of make me feel it's a sense of wonderment or something, but I didn't really feel it. The funniest thing for me was how the actor Chris Pratt doesn't have an Italian accent. It has to be Italian. You can't have Mario and it not be Italian. So now I do wonder, well... Italians aren't very high on the kind of victimhood scale, so probably no one will give a shit. The wokesters won't care. But I can't help but see the irony of this Chris Pratt playing an Italian and not even doing an Italian accent. Maybe he can't do it. What do you think about that? Super Mario now is American. He's not Italian. Another interesting thing is this movie is going to have a plot involving saving a princess. And Hollywood hates that so much. They won't allow that in a modern story. They'll have the woman like kicking ass and saving the protagonist's ass. So I do wonder if Nintendo will have caved to kind of Western Hollywood studio standards of wokeness, if you will. And they're going to try to get rid of the story about rescuing the princess. Did you notice how there's no princess to be seen in this movie at all? That kind of concerns me, because there's no better story than a kind of hero going out rescuing the princess. It's been that way for thousands of years. Those have been the most compelling tales. We do have a castle up here. So presumably, it's a little bit pink. Presumably, Princess Peach is up there. I fucking hope so. But I can't believe I woke up at 5 a.m. with a hangover to watch that. But what did I expect? I was never expecting it to be earth-shattering. Anyways, apologies. The stream got off to a rough start. I had an audio issue, and I had to kind of quickly fix it. But thank you. Thank you so much for joining us for that little review. I have been Johnny Masker, and I tell you what, mate, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your house. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell, because, well, that is what all those other punks tell you to do. Laters.